223. O ye sons and daughters of the kingdom, your letter was received. From its contents, it was known that, praise be to God, your hearts are in the utmost purity, and your souls rejoice in the glad tidings of God. The mass of the people are occupied with self and worldly desire, are immersed in the ocean of the netherworld, and are captives of the world of nature, save those souls who have been freed from the chains and fetters of the material world, and like unto swift-flying birds are soaring in this unbounded realm. They are awake and vigilant. They shun the obscurity of the world of nature. Their highest wish centereth on the eradication from among men of the struggle for existence, the shining forth of the spirituality and the love of the realm on high, the exercise of utmost kindness among peoples, the realization of an intimate and close connection between religions and the practice of the ideal of self-sacrifice. Then will the world of humanity be transformed into the kingdom of God. O ye friends, exert ye an effort. Every expenditure is in need of an income. This day in the world of humanity, men are all the time expending, for war is nothing but the consumption of men and of wealth. At least engage ye in a deed of profit to the world of humanity, that ye may partially compensate for that loss. Perchance, through the divine confirmations, ye may be assisted in promulgating amity and concord among men, in substituting love for enmity, in causing universal peace to result from universal war, and in converting loss and rancor into profit and love. This wish will be realized through the power of the kingdom.